Hi, my name is Maya, and I'll be talking to you today about how floss meets social science research and lives to tell the tale. So, let me start with a quote. If I had asked people what they wanted, they would have said faster horses. This is a quote that is often attributed to Henry Ford and used to pinpoint users' inability to convey their needs to innovators. This is the opposite of how open source development and open research attain growth and improvement by valuing and promoting user feedback to reach community-oriented goals. As a user of FLOSS tools for open research in social science myself, I'm excited to share some of my experiences with you today. I'll be talking specifically about a team project that I worked on to produce and analyze a Twitter follow graph of last year's FOSDEM and ChaosCon participants. The project used open source tools and agile management. Data was collected with a command line tool, Torc. Network visualization was done with Gephi. And Framagit provided a collaborative framework for managing code, data visualization, and text. Implementing this project led to insight about what it takes for social scientists like me, who have minimal tech knowledge or exposure to open source values, to practice open research with FLOSS tools. I'll specifically address three types of challenges I faced: training, documenting, and collaborating. But first, let me tell you a little bit about my user background. So when I started working on this Twitter follow graph project, I had minimal experience with digital tools for research. I had been exposed to the very basics, interacting with my computer's terminal, understanding how to use version control with Git, and executing code in Jupyter notebooks. I had also practiced using some no-code tools, such as Gephi, Hive, and YouTube Data Tool, and had really liked it. I was eager to do more. Now for a bit about the project itself. It started like any other research project with a literature review. Most of the articles I came across were using proprietary all-in-one analytics tools to draw conclusions about data they were gathering from Twitter's API with what seemed like unfettered access. As firm believers in open science and the need for transparency in the methods we used to collect our data, the team and I agreed it was an ethical and methodological imperative to use open source tools. I knew I needed to harvest tweets, but I didn't know which tool to use for the job. I ended up using Torc,